I was inspired by an article in Scientific American about authenticity. I rarely talk about science in terms of an authentic life, but this was actually studied by two Swedish researchers, and they found this idea of grit, something as a parent I feel I'm inundated with. How do you get a child that sticks to things, that doesn't give up, that has that sense of grit and perseverance? Because we want that as adults. We think so much of life is pushing through those difficult times. And as much as that can be a quality that can be extremely valuable because we don't want to quit when things get difficult, it isn't as simple as just pushing through. And in my coaching practice, I find this time and time again, and this is what happened with me. I believed that when things got difficult, you pushed harder, you pushed longer, and any negative feelings about that was just your own problem, that you needed to suck it up. My clients come to me and they say to me over and over, I don't know why I'm feeling angry, stressed, resentful, filled with judgments, what have you. And it's because they're trying to push through a life that doesn't feel authentic. So what they found in this research that was done was that it is all about living in accordance with your values and beliefs, that you're feeling in touch with the real you, and that you feel a need, you don't feel a need to do what others expect you to do. You have much more of a deep sense of doing what is unique to yourself, what brings you most alive. And that is actually why we feel a sense of grit. It wasn't that it was just a simple question of pushing. It was when you were in harmony with life and a sense of coherence. Scientific American did this awesome article, and you can check it out at Scientific American, Grit and Authenticity. You can find the article. But the key point that I want everyone to understand is this idea that we're supposed to push and push and push despite how our emotional life is degenerating and we don't feel good is a myth. We want to find what makes us feel most alive. And I'm quoting the article, my lifestyle allows me to be in harmony with myself. When people answer that that is the way they feel, that their life is in harmony with their deeper self, then their willingness to push through, the more gritty people actually get, is because they're pursuing their passions and they have a connection to what they're doing. So if this is you and you're feeling like grit is the answer, or you've got kids and you just want them to find that deeper inner drive to push them to the next level, you have to first start with what turns them on, what gets them excited, and for yourself, what in life creates more of a positive relationship to what is coherent within yourself. And this idea is complicated, right? Because this question of internal coherence, that what you're doing is authentic to you. And I will say again, this research talked about that you're not doing things because others expect you to, or you feel like you should because it's some other belief from someone else. It has to be in accordance with your own values, your own beliefs, and it has to not be because other people, and it has to be meaningful to you. Are you currently doing things that are meaningful in your life that aren't meaningful because you believe they're supposed to be, but they're simply meaningful because you feel that deep meaning? If so, then you're probably feeling really gritty. You can push through almost anything. Even hard days don't feel that hard. If life continually feels difficult and you can't keep your head above water, I'd really ask you to step back and ask yourself these simple questions that I've brought up today. Hopefully you like today's show. I know it's a little weird to totally unplug. I just wanted to say hey and thank you for listening. I've now recorded, I think, about 50 episodes. I love talking to everybody about authenticity. I've learned so much and I've grown. Again, if you have any questions that you'd like answered, feel free. I read every email to write into me, Laura@lauraco.com. Thank you so much for listening.